This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another, well, I hope there's another session of sanity. Right here at the Real Side, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I mean, that's the insanity of what's happening right now. Just amazing. Isn't it? I mean, seriously, listen, let me start off with, you know, the norm, right? It's the first time you're listening to the show. Oh, I go through this. I don't mean to. I don't want to drive you guys crazy. But head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Give me your email address. I only send out an email every week, and sometimes I forget to do that. I don't beat your brains out with it. If you want, you can also sign up for our text messaging. Well, text alerts. I can't call them text messaging. Text alerts. Okay, by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, we've got so much news to report on. And, you know, you've got Brad Dacus is going to join me after the first break. And Brad, God bless Brad. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to do half of what that man does. Seriously. I mean, he's got so much going on, so much to protect. A lot of us, you know, bent over backwards to allow the government to take our rights away. And here in Los Angeles, LA County, they're doing it again. They've extended the lockup. I don't have any other name for it. I'm not going to give it another name. They've extended the lockup until the end of July. And I don't know if these peoples in the People's Republic of California, or I said the communists, what do they call, what is the North Korea actually called? Isn't it called like the Democratic Republic of whatever? I don't even know. But it really is, you know, and Gavin Newsom, I mean, what a peach he is. Seriously, no joke. I mean, him coming out, what was it, last week? Last week it was. Him saying that he'll allow the churches, he'll allow his highness, the majesty, he'll allow the churches to open as soon as the football games start. So in other words, he sees us as believing in nothing more than a sporting event. Isn't that great? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution. Okay? Not just part of, you know, the what do they call that? The echo chamber? Look at, you've heard that term. Let's not be the echo chamber. I mean that sincerely. Right? Get your facts. Figure out what it is you want to fight about. Pick a topic. Pick an issue. And make sure you're well informed on that. You know, you've heard me say over and over and over again, talk about the days of Jim Crow. And I said to you, the issue back then is, listen to me. The issue back then was you couldn't teach, it wasn't an issue, it was they knew what it meant. You couldn't teach black kids, black family, black people, how to read or write. couldn't educate them. Do you know, anybody know why that is? Yeah. You couldn't educate them. Because once they were educated, once they knew what the law was, once they knew how to read, they could find a way out of their situation. They could fight, legally fight their way out of the situation they were in. Now, we couldn't have that, could we? So they got educated. People got behind them. People helped them out. And I realize, so don't write me an email, I realize that just because we ended slavery back then didn't mean it finished the week after the war was over. I got that. I'm not that dull. But it gave a basis by which to step up. Now we had to educate their kids. We had to educate them. And they were able to help themselves as well. So what do? At some point in time, we gave up our school system. Yeah, you heard me, you conservatives. You gave up the school system, the education system. They took it over. Your kids today don't even know. Yeah, you could blame the school, the teachers, whatever, but where were you? They don't even know the three branches of government, what their job is. You hear them talking, and sometimes you find out they think like AOC. She thinks that she writes the laws, right? Right? I mean, she believes that she writes the laws. Remember that? She was going to get inaugurated. Then her first law she was going to write. We educated her. She went to college. Right? Come on, think this through. I have a lot of fun with this because I blame us for most of this. You know, we do the Facebook fighting, right? We spend more time jerking around with Facebook on this show than we do anything else. So we do the Facebook fighting. Oh, and then let's not forget the Twitter fighting. We do that too, right? And what does that really get us? You've got to get informed. You have to engage. You have to check everybody out, including me. In California, the prisoners, I don't know if you guys saw the video, but somehow they got word or somebody told them that that they could, well, how does this work? If I found out they tested positive for COVID, they could get out of jail. I don't know who bought that. I don't know how they bought that. But they found out one of the prisoners would tested positive. So they started sharing his water, drinking out of his cup, doing all kinds of crazy stuff to get it. And guess what? 24 of them got it. And they're still in jail. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll listen to Real Time.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We're back. Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Please get engaged. Please do the right thing. Seriously. Now, you've heard me over and over and over again say, you know, I knew this thing is going to come to a head. We're going to see more and more and more people striking out. We're going to see more and more people not following the law, really. Oh, not even, matter of fact, let me rephrase that. It's not a law. Not following governor's edicts. Now, we have plenty of sheriffs that are saying, hey, not only am I not backing down, I'm not going to arrest anybody on these edicts of the governor, which I just find so wonderful. I'm glad these sheriffs have got, you know, they got some guts. The L.A. County sheriff, not so much. I'll say that, you know. Anyway, let's bring him on. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, doing some great things out there to protect your rights. And he and I are both amazed at how quickly a lot of us just laid down and gave our rights up. Anyway, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Appreciate it.
I'm always having so much fun. Look, in generality, okay, they can't keep this up forever. I mean, this has already gone past the point. At some point in time, these courts, real courts, the Supreme Court, is going to have to jump in and go, enough is enough. Barr has about had it. What do you see happening moving forward?
Well, there was a very important decision that just came down from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we're very pleased with it. It's a case, the Sixth Circuit was reviewing the restrictions on churches not being able to open, and all the handicaps that were placed on them, and even drive-in services. And the court looked at it, and I really was very impressed, because in their language, the Sixth Circuit came out with saying that that churches and worshiping, people going to church and worshiping, is not the same as entertainment and going to a baseball game, like people like our governor has. Our governor has put it in that category. Okay.
Yep.
This circuit said no. This is a part of an essential for life. This is a life essential. The ability to worship and practice your faith is a life essential. We've had it delayed and taken from us for about 2 months. And so the Sixth Circuit said that they erred in turn not putting it in the right category, number one. Number two, they said the government erred in assuming for some reason that that churches are not able to engage in the same safety protocol that are used by Walmart and other businesses that are allowed to open. The court said that there's a tremendous error of false presumption there, that somehow churches are assumed to not have the same capacity to engage in distancing and masks and everything else. They said that that's extremely flawed and prejudiced, and the state cannot engage in such open, blatant negative presumptions against churches. So it was a fantastic decision. Now, it's only binding on the Sixth Circuit. We're on the Ninth Circuit in California. You have listeners in all across the United States, so yep. Depending on what circuit they're in. But this is definitely a step in the right direction. We at Pacific Justice Institute are in the process of some other very major litigation measures. I see the trend moving in the right direction for the most part, but we still have, you know, Los Angeles County coming out, you know, pronouncing, you know, further delays into September and the like. And I just think that that's definitely moving against the trend, which is to give more respect for the people and less opportunity for abuse of authority by governors like our Governor Newsom and Cuomo and others.
Well, I know the Los Angeles County today came out and said that they, for those of you who don't know, it's probably the biggest county in the country, really. And so yeah. Los Angeles County, especially dollar-wise, they actually have their own Air Force, their own Navy, for God's sake. So when you look at what they came out with, they said, okay, everything is shut down, stay-at-home order is still in place until August 1st. And you have cities across, you know, independent cities that even though they fall in the county, they have their own jurisdiction. They're actually meeting. Some of them are meeting tonight in emergency meetings to sign a referendum or whatever it is. I don't even know. I don't know what they would call it. But basically they're saying, we're not going to comply. I mean, this is going to force some kind of action. I don't know what the governor can do. I don't know what any of these groups can do. But this will force some kind of court action, will it not?
Oh, you're right. And also, just a little update here. The governor, Gavin Newsom, reportedly within the last 2 hours, came out, based on what I've picked up, has come out and threatened to utilize martial law if his orders and edicts are not complied with by everyone, including the local governments.
Wow.
And this flies in the face of hundreds, probably several thousand churches in California that have already said, we believe in freedom and liberty. We're willing to pay the price, and we're meeting for church May 31st. Whether the governor likes it or not, we will no longer allow our fundamental freedoms and liberties to be infringed upon. And mind you, these churches are ones that we have provided a very detailed 96-point checklist for safety.
Wow.
protocol procedure, which is much more stringent than anything that the Center for Disease Control came out with. It includes that and then some, and it's even more stringent than Walmart and Costco and others. So it's they're going to be prepared. They're going to be above reproach. But many of them, even though it's illegal, and I don't recommend anyone to break the law, but many of them are reaching the point where they're saying, you know what, enough is enough. This is no longer rational, especially for those churches and communities where the cases are so low. They're decreasing. They're not increasing. The fatalities are low. And it's time to get back to business. It's time to get back to worship. And I think that they're I think we're going to see that. And it'll be interesting to see if the governor tries some kind of a martial law, massive arrest of pastors and ministers and padlocking of churches. You know, we could see that, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are stand ready and they're willing to intervene with our five offices up and down the state.
You know, they're making these decisions. They're making these decisions. And that's the other thing. Listen, guys, you all tell me how you want to get involved. You want to get engaged. You want to fight. You want to this. You want to that. Push yourself away from the Facebook keyboard, okay? Hop on to PJI.org, PJI.org. You want to help out? Skip a cup of coffee at that expensive place. You know, whatever it is, you have $5, $10, $5,000. You got extra money lying around? These are the people you need to help out, because these are the people that are helping the churches figure out a legal way to open again. They are working hard to make sure that those rights that some of you have given up so easily come back into play. I mean, I'm one of those guys that would probably drag off to jail because I am done with this. And I'm not telling people to be violent, but I am telling people, stand your ground. Don't give up. Anyway, we've got to run for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. I want to talk a little bit more about the city council resolutions that I know of a dozen cities tonight that are taking a look at. Then we'll talk a little bit about what you got going on in Washington State. And, man, some really crazy stuff going on here on the West Coast. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are pushing a $3 trillion stimulus package. It's the fifth and largest to be considered, and it has money for state and local governments as well as families. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Joe, that focus on three pillars: opening our economy safely and soon, honoring our heroes, and then putting much-needed money into the pockets of the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't call the bill dead on arrival, but there was an inference to that, saying the Senate wants more targeted stimulus.
Well, what I've said is we're taking a look at what we've already done. We've added about $3 trillion to the national debt, and assessing the effectiveness of that before deciding to go forward.
The House is expected to vote on the bill on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let's get right back to it because there's so much stuff going on that you need to know about and how much worse it's getting. And listen, before I bring him on, because I want to, let me see if I can get his blood boiling a little bit too. You know, when you look at what's going on, Nancy Pelosi's got her, what, her fourth or third shot, you know, at helping us, you know, our stimulus package, if you would. She is proposing in the stimulus package, but has absolutely nothing to do with helping out the states and what have you, like she says it is, and all the peoples, okay? She's talking about any convict with asthma, diabetes, over the age of 50 in a federal prison should be released. All right? Isn't that perfect? No matter, you know, really, seriously, there was no caveats in there either, right? And she also has, there's also a clause in there, they're going to give millions of dollars to an organization they're going to make to check on people putting up misinformation on the coronavirus. They're going to pay a group millions of dollars, like, you know, I mean, a respectable group, like Snopes, you know what I'm saying? Right? To check and make sure that we're putting out the real information for corona. I mean, and Fauci came out and said, suggested, and they think we should follow his suggestion, that we shouldn't have any school until a cure or a vaccine is on the horizon. Right? No kid should be in school without a vaccine. That's a Bill Gates line. Let's start off there, number one. And number two is, I mean, how much money are these guys going to make off of this? Now, there is no vaccine for any version or strain of the coronavirus. It's been around for a while. This is not new. I wish you people would get that through your head. Right? There's been nothing for SARS, and that's been around for a long time. And AIDS is a big fat zero. And that's been around. We've been working on that one for 35 years. So you really want your little Johnny at 7 to wait 35 years to be able to go back to school? I don't. All right, Brad Dacus joins us like he does every week. I always appreciate his time and his counsel when he's on the show with me. Founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, sure thing. Hey, I'd like to comment about the public school and keeping them at home until they have a vaccine. I have a couple points on that one.
Go ahead.
First, Joe, as far as the, you know, this, you know, keeping up with the vaccine and keep them out of school, you know, it's a great opportunity for parents to look at homeschooling. We're encouraging that. I think it's going to be increasing several fold. Even people I've talked to, people are saying, you know what, we're going to homeschool, forget this. So that's a good thing. But for the government to say that no child can attend a public school until there's a vaccine is completely illogical. They know full well what the medical data is. It's no longer, it's not like it was 2 months ago. We're not sure about what's going to happen. We know that it's not a high risk for children, number one. Number two, children who may have, like, say they have a major obesity and for whatever reason they're just very obese, they have diabetes, type 2, they, you know, have a number of conditions that come into play, you know, in that situation. Well, you know what? Public schools have accommodated through independent study programs kids who have special needs. Take kids who've been in an accident, who are recovering, et cetera, et cetera. So the school districts can put those kids in those very high-risk categories into that category. They can have work at home with the process, and the other kids can go to school. So this is, it's like they're trying to deliberately push this out. And it's no wonder, by the way, that Gates and many who have a financial interest in the pharmaceuticals have been a major funding of this doctor who's come out with some of these really unreasonable pronunciations. And I think that we need to really start questioning more and more, because it makes absolutely no sense based on the data that we have available for it to come out with something saying kids can't go back to school. That's illogical, and it goes totally against what the medical risk element is.
Oh, no, I totally agree. I'm loving watching these people, because where is the medical science behind these decisions to leave the county closed longer? Where is it? Are they just throwing numbers out there? Because we know they've admitted to lying about the numbers, right? I mean, they've admitted to lying about the fact that the that they're marking pretty much anybody. They don't know what they died from. They died from corona. I mean, that wouldn't work in any other environment, would it?
No, it wouldn't. But that's what they're doing, and they're doing it zealously, illogically, which this is, I'm not saying quoting some quack, I'm quoting doctors that I know. One of them is in New Jersey at the New York hospital. Told me she's outraged watching people being put as coronavirus fatalities when they're not coronavirus fatalities.
Yep.
They actually died of stage 4 terminal cancer and things that are not the result of the coronavirus. So this is very problematic and only adds to the suspicion that many people have. And I don't want to use the word conspiracy, per se. You don't have to have a conspiracy to have an abuse of discretion and false information to further some other interest. But at the very least, we see a deviation from logic, data, science, and statistics. And it should be alarming to every American, even those who look at this virus seriously, as we all do. The way we're responding to it, particularly in states like California, is illogical. It's particularly in parts of California where the number of fatalities and the number of cases is still relatively very low and a very low risk.
Yeah. They don't care. They know what's better for us. They're smarter than us. They know how to educate our kids. They know what we should eat. I mean, that's the scary part. There is no talking with them. I mean, think about it. Over the last few years, there's no talking to anybody on the other side now because they know better. We've not been able to communicate. We can't find any kind of common ground or what have you. And now that's gone. You look at the states that are run by Republicans. Look at the states run by Democrats. The Democrat states have become Gestapo ships. They're going to dictate to us. They're going to tell us how, where, when, how, why. And I can't see, you know, you brought up something that was really, really extremely scary, which is the Ventura County is now looking at actually removing people from their homes. Tell us what's going on
there. Yeah, and this was something I first heard about. I thought, well, they're probably exaggerating. It's probably not, you know, because I heard the H.R. 666 House bill supposedly does that. By its language, it doesn't say that. And the gentleman that's going viral is not credible, who's everyone's watching. So I had a sort of cynical when I heard about Ventura County, and I thought, well, this is probably exaggeration, but it's not. They've come out and they've said that there's several thousands of employees, the people up and down the state of California as a part of this project in California, that they're going to go to homes, knock on their doors, they're going to do testing, And if they find that one person in the house tests positive and the others are negative, so one has it, the others don't, and there's only one bathroom, translation, you're in a low-income area, or often a lot of minority communities, okay, then they're going to take that person who's positive from the house. That's what they and then provide them in an alternative housing somewhere else. Now, we're right now investigating this, and then we've asked one of our affiliate attorneys are looking into this specifically to find out. So if a 15-year-old is as positive and the rest of the family is negative, and the rest of the family are not at risk, are they going to take that teenager or that 10-year-old from the house? Or let's say that the parent has it and the children don't. Well, are they going to take the children, traumatize the children, take them, put them somewhere, a strange place? Is that what the government social workers are going to do? We have Pacific Justice Institute have fought tyranny by social workers and CPS for years now, and I would not be surprised. So we're taking this very seriously. We do not want children ripped from their families by this program where they're coming in to neighborhoods, and they're going to target low-income neighborhoods. That's a part of what they're doing, particularly minority communities, because they have a higher risk factor. But inevitably, we could see a lot of children wrongfully taken from families, potentially permanently, based on their past track record. So I'm not trying to get people all anxious and upset and worried, but this is just a reality of tyranny that we see Ventura County talking about. And if they're talking about it, and it's a statewide program, by golly, there's a threat that this could be in other counties as well. So we're trying to first uncover what's going on in Ventura, get the specific details, what are their criteria, and then move from there and addressing that and giving the necessary caution to parents and families as is needed. Hopefully, they'll have a much narrower application, it won't be what they're saying. But we're very concerned that it's overly broad and could rip children from families.
Wow, this is going in the direction that some of my friends thought it was going to go, and I'm thinking to myself, I couldn't see it going this far, but I'm believing and hoping that the courts will step in and change something, you know, hard and fast. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, what's going on in Washington State, and truly, do the cities have a state, a say in this for real? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus after the break.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, before I bring Brad up. It dawned on me, you know, there's a bunch of city councils tonight that are pushing back on this resolution. Have you written them an email? And do me a favor, before you write me an email and say, how would we know, then I'll give you a break if this is the first time you listen to the show. But here's my mantra. You say you care. You say you want changes. You sit behind that keyboard on Facebook. Hop onto the website for your local school board, your local water board, or your local city council and find out what's on their agenda. That's how you know. You need to take the time to find out what these people are voting on, what they're talking about, so you can go out and let them know how you feel, or write them an email in this case. Whatever it is, you need to get involved. They need to hear from you as much as they hear from the left. So if you're going to tell me that I can't believe what my city council did, my first question is going to be, what did you do about it? And voting for them to be there, not enough. Never is. They need your support. They need your help. They need your letters. And the majority of you, now you know, if you do it, I'm not talking to you, you know that. But the majority of you don't do that. You vote somebody in, and then you forget all about them. And then you get mad when they vote a certain way. It's not their fault. It's yours. Okay, I'm probably one of the most conservative guys on the school board in the state of California. And we belong to what's called a representative government. You guys scream that at the top of your lungs on a regular basis. When I have 70 liberal parents in there screaming at me, they want something a certain way, and no conservatives in there, it's a representative government. You figure out where it goes from there. Trouble's in your host, Brad Dacus, joins me, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Brad, before we get rolling, tell people what you guys do.
We defend a religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, without charge. And we're unique in that we don't just take on the big game, high-profile cases, Joe. As you know, we make sure everyone gets help and no one's left on the side of the road anywhere in the United States. We do our work without charge. So we have a huge volume we handle. We have a huge network of attorneys all across the United States. And in New York, in New Jersey, in that area in particular, right now, we're working to open an office in the not-too-distant future. People should be praying for us. Just because, partly because, Joe, there's so many requests for assistance now coming from that part of the country where they're facing unreasonable tyranny regarding churches and ministries being able to do what God's called them to do in a reasonable and safe way. They're really facing outrageous obstacles, and we see things brewing there, and particularly in areas where there is a low risk and low case number of cases. So we're very busy, and New York has been very problematic in the past. But if any church there in New York or New Jersey, or actually any state for that matter, is having difficulties with threats from their local government where they want to open, they don't know how to do it legally, they should contact us at Pacific Justice Institute, and they should go to our website, pji.org, download our checklist on how to reopen your church. Wow. And I encourage them strongly to register for our talk on Thursday, this coming Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to talk about how to reopen a church. And it's going to be very, hopefully, insightful and empowering for churches across the United States.
You know, let's take a different attack on this, all right? So I'm one of those guys that goes, my church is opening on the 30th. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go support them. I'm going in there. So I go in, and I follow the rules. I do whatever, and the police show up, and they start taking names at the door, okay? So they're leaving, and they want my name. They want my information. What am I required to give them? What am I required to do in that kind of situation?
You don't have to give them your name or information. They can arrest you under suspicion of whatever, violating the law. But you can say, "Officer, am I under arrest?" Say no. They have the right to stop, to inquire, to ask you questions. But you have the right to remain silent. It's your Fifth Amendment right. You can exercise that at any time. I will say this also. So far what we've seen is churches that are under attack, and we're defending a church in San Francisco Bay Area, of course, where the pastor is being criminally prosecuted and the church is being prosecuted for having a service several weeks ago. They did so safely, but that's irrelevant apparently. The churches are, the members of the church are not being prosecuted. They're not being fined. The only place that was attempted was in Mississippi, and the Attorney General Barr pounced on them, and it was immediately halted. So the risk element is very low. You're looking at a pastor being fined $1,000 or a church being fined $1,000, and the pastor is spending up to 5 or 6 months behind bars, which is not, nothing, but it's not an entire congregation being arrested and put behind the bars for 20 years.
Right. I can't even believe this is happening. The cities, councils, counties in the state, we kind of talked about this, we touched on it. What rights do they have? You know, if you're kids, you're trying to get your school open, your city county council's having to deal with these new edicts from the state, what rights do they have? What should you be supporting them to do?
Well, the right of a governor to have a statewide edict under the Emergency Services Act is not indefinite. When exactly it ends is up in the air. But there's some limitations. After 60 days, there must be a reassessment, reevaluation, and a reissuance at the very least. But what's important to note, though, is that there's a point, though, where if local governments are able then to take over control in terms of monitoring their situations, the counties and their own policies, et cetera, dealing with it, then that's where it transfers. And there's a point where that transfers. It's not a numerical date or time, but there is a point where the courts are forced to recognize the rights of the counties to adopt their own policies in addressing the emergency situations in their locale. We see that happening actually right now. We see the governor actually acquiescing to that to some degree in different counties throughout the state. And I think we're going to see more of that moving forward. And with that, we at Pacific Justice Institute have provided model policies to allow churches to reopen. And we provided this now through one county, which is distributed now to all the other counties across the state of California, so we can start seeing some more local proactive action that's responsible, reasonable, and non-dictatorial.
Wow. The fact that we got this far, we're this far into it and having to deal with this, is just extremely scary. Now, we can still win. We still will win. We just have to be willing to fight. I mean, seriously,
right.
Don't you agree?
Right, and also be wise and know what the consequences are, where your rights are. Once again, as an attorney, I can't recommend anyone or any church to violate the law, but they do need to know the consequences and their strength position. If you're in some county like Kern County, under the county sheriff, Riverside County, Northern California, they're not enforcing it. Redding is not enforcing it. They're letting churches open. That's what we understand. At least that's what we understand. You can have that verified yourself. You can talk to our legal counsel. But also I just want to point out before we go, there's something very major we just filed in Oregon. Yeah. Oregon does have a very strict guidelines that after 60 days, their executive order of the governor is done. And it has to be reaffirmed by 3/5 of both state houses.
Wow.
And that has not happened, and the 60 days has come and gone. Our attorney, our bulldog attorney for Pacific Justice in our Salem, Oregon office, Ray Hackey, has filed this lawsuit. We're going to be arguing it. He's going to be arguing it Thursday morning. If people believe in prayer, that's something to be praying about. I think we have a very strong case, and we're going for not just a TRO, but a preliminary injunction for all the businesses and all the churches throughout the state of Oregon to have these unreasonable shackles removed. So they can move on and have their freedoms and rights reasonably restored. And of course, we're recommending the checklist for all churches and institutions in the state of Oregon as well. But it's very important. Hopefully, to send a signal to other governors. Don't think that your power can go unchecked and untested. We at Pacific Justice Institute are working to do just that, and we're uncovering stones in other states right now to do just that.
Well, that's interesting because what you're saying, what you're saying here is that they actually have a law that says that they have to redo this in 60 days, and they haven't
right.
followed the law, but they're still enforcing it, if you would.
Right, and our attorneys have done a great job. We researched it, we came across it, and we've double researched it, and we discovered it's a very solid, very, very solid case, and I think we have a very, very good chance of prevailing. Unless the judge just decides to ignore the law and the explicit language of the state constitution involving the Emergency Services Act and Section Article A2. So, it's very important.
You mean Judgment Newsom, who decided that even though the Constitution said it was illegal to give money to illegal immigrants, right? Aid to illegal immigrants. The federal constitution, I mean, went down a whole bunch of stuff. I know it's against the law, but these are extraordinary times. And they require
right.
extraordinary, I'm going, oh my God, are you serious?
Right, and, yeah, I know. And you know what, if it's, in thing with Oregon, if it's extraordinary, then fine. Let the legislative house, the 3/5 majority in both houses, reaffirm it and let the governor reissue it.
They're not going
to have the votes because it's not extraordinary.
Help them out, people. PJI.org. PJI.org. I always appreciate your time with me, Brad. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. So, I'm your host. Don't go far. If you think that toxic masculinity is real, then Jesus was very toxic. We're going to talk about that more in the next hour. You listen to Real.